The minute you say, well, actually, do you know what, that was a learning project, you get tumbleweed, don't you, immediately. How do we say it? Do we either reclaim the language that we use powerfully, or do we find new words?
You're listening to the Useful Conversation podcast. I'm Elizabeth Lynch, and today at the Royal Festival Hall, we've had a useful conversation. I invited about 28 people today, a mixture of people who work for institutions and independent practitioners who are all involved in some way in working with artists and working with young people and communities. One of the first conversations we had today was about where does our work or practice sit in the creative and cultural learning landscape, and how could our position in relationship to mainstream education have greater impact or be more effective and meaningful, and what's the bigger picture for us?
Second part of the question, as someone who comes out of education primarily, it's to do with a history of the perception of artists as providing an extra, not as absolutely core partners in delivering an inventive and creative and imaginative curriculum. And so that historic status quo still remains with us, although I know it's better, but it's still there.
I think the hierarchy of where this work sits we need to shift our perception of ourselves and how we value what we do.
We talked a bit about the changes in government and whether schools and other educational organisations are going to become either more conservative or more radical, and whether there's going to be actually a kind of extreme where you have both happening, and therefore you might also see cultural and creative learning in response kind of retrenching either way.
Another conversation was about what are the characteristics of work made through collaboration between artists and young people, and what impacts on the status of this work?
I think the mainstream spaces matter, not them being in them, the young people being here. They'd never been here before, but they've really got a strong sense of themselves, so they might not have cared what was on at the Royal Festival Hall that evening. One of the characteristics of the work is that when it goes into the mainstream, into a festival at Victoria Park, into a space, into a building that they recognise as the right place, I think that has a big impact, actually.
Yeah, and it's something about the integrity with which you present it, because we presented a company this year, and they're a group of school kids from Woolwich Polytechnic. It's an amazing piece, and we got one of the best reviews for the whole of Breaking Convention about this particular group of boys from Clement Crisp in Financial Times, 5 stars, and most of his review was about those kids.
But getting the review, that was a coup, because how much of our work ever been reviewed in a national paper?
There has to be a mutual benefit between the participant and the artist for it to work.
You also said about status that a small part of the problem is that our society doesn't value things for and by children and young people in the same way as if they're made by adults. And even more, our society values people who are paid, so therefore professionals. And that's part of what you're battling.
This Arts Council sort of agenda around great art for more people, it's like, actually, Bernstein's Mass is a piece of great art that is participatory, and we've got to own that space.
The final conversation was about what we call ourselves, and does it matter? Because we all call ourselves different things, got different labels, learning, participation, creative projects, a whole range of stuff. If it matters, why does it matter? If it doesn't matter, why doesn't it matter? And how do we talk effectively about our work to others, to artists, to the public, to policymakers and to funders? And what are the intentions and the values of the work that we do?
I was very saddened at a time when in certain types of funding, this was a language thing, the word art was not advisable. You talked only about creativity. Creativity was okay, but art was not.
There is a much more collaborative spirit, and there's going to have to be because of funding cuts. I think we've got to find different mechanisms for sharing information.
There is this body of research out there. We keep talking about the need for evidence, but we don't share the research which is there. So the necessity to communicate and use existing research to all of our benefits is a... There's a necessity to understand that we have to talk different vocabularies as arts makers. And I think that is part of the training of the artist, actually, to understand that we have to speak different languages, but that ultimately we are primarily arts makers, and we understand that we need certain languages for certain places, and that's a learnt skill.
Where they often go wrong is in the day-to-day interactions with other people, where they might be too defensive or they might be too
too keen to explain. And so we're working on how to use mess